Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Rivka Silver Olea Sholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Tezvov Amid Beis, in the middle of the last line on the Amid, with the words Hare HaTov V'Hametiv. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. We are in the middle of a sugya that began on Daf Tezvov Amid Aleph, and let us review it for a moment, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, where the Gemara there told us two rules in brachas. The first rule is, Eilu brachas shepoiskin bohen bebarach. These are the brachas where one begins with a barach, and we explained that that means that the brief brachas of birchas haperis or birchas hamitzvahs start with a barach, with a bracha, and they do not end with a bracha. The second rule that we learned there is kol habracha is poiskin ben bebarach, vim hoisa bracha smucha lechavrta, then ein poiskin ben bebarach. So all brachas begin with a barach. Those are the, as we mentioned, the brief brachas of birchas haperis and birchas hamitzvos that do not end with a bracha. And then the Braisa tells us a second halacha, and that is that if you have one bracha next to another bracha, for example, by Shmoyne Esrei, where the brachas of Shmoyne Esrei follow the bracha of Magen Avram, so all the brachas that follow the first bracha of Magen Avram do not begin with a bracha, because we have a rule that a bracha that is near, that is said right after another bracha, does not begin with a bracha. So a regular birchas hamitzvah or birchas haperis begins with a bracha, doesn't end with a bracha, and a bracha smucha lechavrta doesn't begin with a bracha and ends with a bracha. And in the last shiur, we asked questions on both of these klolim, and we continue in the present shiur to ask questions on both of these klolim as well. As we did in the last shiur, we will learn today's Gemara according to the pshat of the Pnei Moshe, which is the simple understanding of the Gemara, as opposed to the Haredim that goes into great length to explain the Gemara on a deeper level. We will remain with the simple pshat of the Pnei Moshe. And the Gemara begins, Hare Hatova Metiv. And the Pnei Moshe explains that Hatova Metiv, which we say after Bonei Yerushalayim in Birchas Hamazon, it begins with a bracha. And this is against the rule, the second rule that we learned on Tezvav Amid Aleph, of any bracha that smucha lechavrata does not begin with a bracha. Here you have a Tova Metiv, it's right next to Bonei Yerushalayim, and it does begin with a bracha. Answers the Gemara, Shan Yehi. The bracha of Atoiv and Ametiv is different. As we go to Daf Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, Demar Ravuna, and we're familiar with the word Demar, which means the Omar Ravuna. Ravuna said that when was Hatov Ametiv compiled? Mishenitnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. When the Haruge Beitar, following the revolution of Bar Kochva, where the Romans defeated Beitar, and they left the bodies of those who were killed in the war lying on the field, and finally their bodies, which miraculously did not disintegrate, were brought l'kvura for burial. So nikva hatova metiv, that's when the Chazal established the bracha of hatova metiv, Hashem is good and he does good to others. And what were they referring to? Hatov shelo nisrechu. Hashem is good that the bodies did not decompose. V'hametiv shenitnu l'kvura. And Hashem does benevolence to others because he brought those bodies to kvura. Learned the Pnei Moshe back on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, and we'll learn it inside. Shan Yehi, the bracha of Atova Metiv is different, that even though it's samach l'chavrta, yet it begins with a bracha. Says the Pnei Moshe, the bracha sheneschatcha achar kachi. This is a bracha that was established after the Birchas Hamazon midoraisa, which are the first three brachas of Birchas Hamazon. Kedamar Rav Hunish atiknu oisal aruge beter. Ulahekera tiknua bipsicha keila loy nismicha. Since this was a bracha hatoiva meitiv that was nisaken by Chazal, it's not midaraisa to show a hecker a way to distinguish between the first brachas of benching, which are daraisa, and this bracha, which Chazal made following the miraculous burial of the Haruge Beitar, to show the distinction between the two, they began the bracha of Hatova Metiv with a bracha, although it's samach to the bracha min HaTorah of Uvnei Yerushalayim in benching. They made an exception to the rule to show somewhat of a distinction between the first brachas of benching and the bracha of Atova Meitav. Continues the Gemara, HaKedusha. Again, we are asking on that klal, that bracha smucha l'chavrta. The second bracha does not begin with a bracha. What about Kiddush Hayoim for Shabbos or Yontiv, where we make a borei priya gofen? And following that, for example, by Shabbos, in the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, that bracha begins with a bracha. According to the klal of bracha smuch l'chavrta, it should not start with a bracha. Answers the Gemara, Shanyehi, Kiddush is different, Sh'im hoya yoshev, v'shoysem yiboyd yoyim, if a person was sitting and drinking before Shabbos began, v'kiddush olav hayoyim, and he was drinking right through the beginning of Shabbos, she'enoy oymer bar priya gofen. In that case, he would have to make kiddush hayoyim. However, bar priya gofen, he wouldn't have to make. He's in the middle of drinking. So since there are times where the bracha of mekadesh haShabbos is not samuch, it is not next to the borei priya gofen, because he made the borei priya gofen earlier before Shabbos began, and since now he's not making a new borei priya gofen, therefore, because of those situations where he would have to start with a baruch, because that mekadesh haShabbos would not be samach l'chavrta, so therefore, always the Mekadesh HaShabbos begins with a Baruch. Ask the Gemara, V'ha Saifa. And now the Gemara is asking on the other klal that we learned on Daf Tes Vav Amid Aleph. We learned that any plain bracha, for example, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaPeiros, has only one bracha. So therefore, as the Marav Fulda says in Divrei HaMaskel v'Harei Soifa, Lama Siyem B'Baruch, why do we end with a Baruch, Kivin Shupeseich B'Baruch? Since you started with a Baruch, for the reason that we just explained, so then you shouldn't end with a Baruch, because any Baruch that begins with a Baruch doesn't end with a Baruch. If it's a Baruch like Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaPeiros, and the Gemara understood that Kiddush is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore if it starts with a Baruch, it shouldn't end with a Baruch. So now we're asking on the other klal, not on the Samach L'Chavrta klal, but on the klal that a regular bracha only has a bracha at the beginning and not at the end. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Mana, so Rav Mana responded, Toifes Brachas Kachu, the composition of brachas is made in this way. And now the way Toisvis in Psachim on the Afkuf Dalet Amid Beis Divri Amaschel Chutz has it, the Omar Rabbi Yudin, he puts in the Dalet, the Omar Rabbi Yudin, because Rabbi Yudin said, what was Rabbi Yudin's klal? Matbeya Kotzer Poseich Ben Beborch, Ve'ena Chaisim Ben Beborch. If it's a very short nusach text of a bracha like Birchas HaMitzvah or like Birchas HaPeiros, so then he starts with a baruch and he doesn't end off with a baruch. However, matbeya aruch, but if it's a lengthy bracha, and we will explain it, there are various pshatim, but we will go with Tosfos Shita, which we find in Brachas Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, Divrei HaMaskel Kol, and also Tosfos Psachim Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, Divrei HaMaskel Chutz, and he repeats it in Divrei HaMaskel Kol, says Tosfos that if the bracha is lengthy, it has many words, or it has many subjects. For example, in Kiddush Hayoyim, we are not only praising the Rabbeinu Shalom that he gave us Shabbos, but we are praising Shabbos itself, where we say, Ki hu yoim tchila l'mikroi kodesh. This is the importance of Shabbos. It's the first of all the holy days. So, since we're thanking and praising Hashem, who gave us the Shabbos, and we're praising Shabbos itself, so that means that this bracha has a number of subject matters. So, therefore, Matbeya Aruch, that's considered a lengthy text. And there, Poseich by Bebarach, V'chaisim Bebarach, you begin with a bracha and you end with a bracha. And the Pnei Moshe seems to be going with this shita of Tosfos and Psachim, and he says, and let's learn it inside, Amar of Mana, Hashta Masik L'Taima D'Kula Brachas. Now the Gemara comes to the conclusion to explain all the brachas. And with this klal, the Pnei Moshe tells us we're going to be able to answer many questions that we had earlier in this sugya on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. Namely, Lefisha Taifas Brachas Kachi K'Rab Yudin D'Choshu Mabeya Kotzer V'Seifa D'Hazon Nami Loi Kasha. Not only do we answer with this the question of Kiddush, why we have a brach at the beginning and a brach at the end, because it is considered a Mabeya Aruch. It is praising two subject matters, Hashem and Shabbos, but now we can answer the question that we had earlier on Tezva of Amud Beis concerning the first bracha of benching, Hazan. We start with a baruch and we end with a baruch. And the Gemara there asks, why do we start and end? We should only start with a baruch and not end with a baruch. Why is it different than Birchas HaPeiros or a Birchas HaMitzvah? A person makes a bracha, l'hisatev b'tzitzis, he only makes one bracha, al mitzvah tzitzis. Why, by Hazan, do we make two brachas at the beginning, at the end? Says the Pnei Moshe, the Hazan nami loy kasha, the matbeya orachavye. This is considered a lengthy text. It's not a short text. And when we learned the Gemara on Tezva Mabez, we suggested on our own that that would be the chilek. The Gemara remained there with a kasha, and we said it's not a tiyufta, it's only a kasha which could have an answer, and we suggested that the answer is it's not considered a matbeya kotzer, it's considered a matbeya arch. And here, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shekivanu, that the Pnei Moshe says that now we have the answer on that kasha, which the Gemara remained with on Tezva Amud Beis. It's considered, Hazan is considered a lengthy text, and that's why it begins and ends with a baruch. V'chein, Birchas HaGaula. Earlier on Tezva Amud Beis, we had asked that the bracha that we say Seder night, Asher Galanu V'Galas of Aseinu, begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch. And there the Gemara gave an answer that the first part of the bracha is a praise of Hashem on the past Geula. Asher Galanu V'Galas of Aseinu Mitzrayim. So it starts with a bracha, it doesn't end with a bracha. However, then there's another part to Asher Galanu. Kain Hashem Alkenu L'Kev Aseinu. Yagienu l'mu'adim l'golam acherim smeichim b'vinyan yirecha v'sasim b'avirasecha v'noichul sham v'nazvachim v'napsachim. That's all on the future. So on the future, it doesn't start with a bracha. It's samach l'chavrta to the first bracha of Asher Golanu, but it ends with a bracha. That's what we answered before. But now that we have this rule that any matbeya aruch begins and ends with a baruch, so now we have another teretz to that kasha. V'chein birchas ha'gula le'tzrichin l'taima d'shtei gu'ulois. Says the Pnei Moshe, we don't need the answer that the Gemara gave before, that there's really two brachas. There's a brach on the past and another brach on the future. We could say it's all considered one bracha, not two brachas. But the one bracha has to begin and end with a baruch, according to the klal that we have, that matbeya orach begins and ends with a baruch. So this klal that we have just learned from Rav Yudin answers many questions in Hilchas Brachas, why they start and end with a baruch. The Gra has the girsa, when the Gemara asked v'hasaifa, and we have Amar Rav Mana, Taifas Brachas Kachu, and then we have Amar Rav Yudin, which we explained from Taisim Sachem, it's the Amar Rav Yudin. Rav Yudin is a proof that Rav Mana brings to the klal that there's a chilek between Matbeya Aruch and Matbeya Katzer. The Gra is not Geiritz, Amar Rav Mana, Taifas Brachas Kachu. Rather, the Gemara asks the question, v'hasaifa, why do we make a brach at the end? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rab Yudin. Now we don't have to say, like Taisim Sachem, the Amar Rab Yudin, because according to the Gra, we don't have that line in between of Amar Rav Mana, Taifas Brachas Kachu. And rather, Rab Yudin is answering directly to the question, Vasaifa. V'hasaifa answers Rav Yudin, Amar Rav Yudin, Matbeya Katzer Pesach Ben Barak. But this is just a question in the text of the Gemara. But as far as the Havana, the Pshat, of what the Gemara is trying to accomplish, both according to the Girsas Agra and according to Girsas Taisus Himsachim Kuftal Amid Beis, they both are saying the same thing, that Rab Yudin gives us a klal which explains many of the various brachas that begin and end with a baruch. In the next Gemara, it would seem that the Yerushalmi is telling us two klolim, and the Gemara is going to ask that these two klolim seem to contradict one another. The Gemara will then give us a different understanding in the first klol, and based on that understanding, the two klolim that seem to be contradictory are in fact explaining one another. And really, it's all one klal. And we will follow in the next piece of Gemara the way the Marav Fulda explains the Gemara, and we'll learn it inside together. Begins the Gemara, Kol habrachas achar chitumeyen. All brachas go after their concluding words. Let us see the Marav Fulda inside. Divri Amaskel Kol HaBrachas Acher Chitumeyen Kosal Kedatach Dashas Dahachi Kamer. The Gemara thought that these words mean as follows. B'chol HaBrachas Anohachal Acher Chitumeyen. By all brachas we go after the end. V'hainu. She'im Hoyo Oymed B'shal Shachris. If a person was davening Shachris, Kegoin, B'yoytzer Oyer, in the brach of Yoytzer Oyer, right after Borchu, V'shachach V'hisker Shal Arvis. And instead of saying the correct words of Yoytzer Oyer, he said, Asher Bidvori Mar V'arovim. He got mixed up with the words that we say in Mariv. And afterwards he remembered that, oi, what did I do? I'm holding in Shachris, not Marv. And he concluded the bracha of Yitzer HaMoiris, which is the proper one to say during Shachris, Yatzah. That's what the Gemara thought these words mean. Kol HaBrachas Achit Chitumein means your Yoytze the Bracha, even though you didn't say the beginning of the Bracha correctly. You said, Asher B'dvori Marva Ravim, but if you ended correctly with Yoytze HaMoiris, your Yoytze. So that's how the Gemara understood the first klal. Now let's go to the second klal. Ein Oymrim Bracha Pasuk. We don't say a bracha as a pasuk. What does this mean? Let's see the Marav Fulda inside. Divri Amaskel Vein Oymrim Bracha Pasuk. Kol Oymer. Heichi Shehiskir Samach LeBracha Eze Psukim. A new klal. That's what it would appear. If someone right before he concluded the bracha, he mentioned a pasuk that's Negeya to the subject matter that he's saying in the bracha, even though the pasuk has to do with the bracha, ein oimrim achrim tekev barchata. We don't say right after the pasuk the bracha, lachsem oisa bracha, to conclude the bracha. after the pasuk. Dizeh havalei bracha pasuk. Kolaymer, what does this mean? Sha'amar bracha al pasuk hamuskalamayla. That he's saying a bracha on the pasuk that was just mentioned. Lifnei achasima, before the concluding bracha. Ve'ein zeh nikar shemevorach al ha'idah, oy al habakasha, oy hatfilisha mispalal. It's not recognizable that he is saying the concluding bracha on what he had said in terms of praise and thanks to Hashem and davening to Hashem concerning that subject matter that he's discussing in the bracha. It looks like the concluding bracha is going on the pasuk. Yes, the pasuk has to do with the inyan, but it's not the tefillah. It's not the shevach v'hoidah that he's praising Hashem. It's a pasuk that he's mentioning. And therefore, the Gemara is saying that ein oimrim bracha pasuk. You cannot have a concluding bracha right after a pasuk. You might mention the pasuk in the middle of the subject matter that precedes the concluding bracha, but you cannot have the pasuk right before the concluding bracha, because then it looks like the concluding bracha is going on the pasuk, and the concluding bracha has to go on your tefillah, your shevach v'hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella al nusach umadbeya hapasuk umavarach. It looks like he's not going on the shevach voidah, the concluding bracha, but rather he's going on the pasuk. And now we'll skip down 11 lines. Sheyoymar bakashasay lusvilasay va'achakach mavarach birchasay. He has to say his bakasha, his tefillah, and then he says the bracha. Zehu ha'ikar b'davar zeh. So the Marafulda says, I've seen many other pshatim. There are many other pshatim in the Meforshim in this Gemara. The Marafulda says, I like this pshat the best. I don't like the other pshatim. So this is how the Gemara understood these two rules. The Gemara understood them as two separate klalim. First comes the klal, kol ha-brachas achachi tumein, that even if you made a mistake in the beginning of the bracha, but if you ended up the bracha correctly, you were yotzer, because the main thing is the end. And then a second klal, that when you make a bracha at the end, it has to be preceded by a tefillah, a shevach, a hoidah, a bakasha. It cannot be preceded with a pasuk, even if that pasuk has to do with the subject matter that you're making the bracha on. These are the two klal. Hesiv Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar, Kumi Rabbi Yose. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar asked the question in front of Rabbi Yose. I don't understand. According to the way you just explained these two klalim, one klal contradicts the other. One klal is sois to the other. Why? Mekivin de tamer achrichi tumeyin. And we will not learn the words in parentheses. We will learn the word in brackets. Mekivin de tamer achrichi tumeyin yoimar bracha pasuk. If you're telling me that when a person is saying yoitzer hamayris in shachris, even though he said the wrong thing preceding that, he said hamariv aravim, he got mixed up with the mariv words, and yet if he ended off correctly, he's yotzei. So if so, could a pasuk, which is speaking about the inyan, the correct inyan, could that be worse than saying marva ravim, when you should have been saying the words of yotzei arav arichayshech and not marva ravim? Could a pasuk, which is the correct inyan, be worse than saying a tefillah, which is the wrong tefillah? So one klal seems to contradict the other. Here you say, kol ha-brachas achachi tumeyan, as long as you end the bracha correctly, you're yotzei. And then you tell me, but you're not yotzei if the bracha was preceded by a pasuk, which is me'inyan, what we are davening. That seems to be a contradiction. And let's see the marav fold inside. Divrei maskil mekivin do amar achachi tumeyan v'yoymru bracha pasuk. Let them say a bracha after a pasuk. Shaharei loy gora hapasuk may inyan achar sharam lufnei bracha. The pasuk is not worse than anything else that he said before the bracha. And even if he said the wrong thing, vafilah yotza hoyel v'chasim ba minyana. Since you ended correctly, your yotza, no matter if you said something wrong before. So koshken shiyomer bracha pasuk shahu medaber minyana. So for sure, if you're saying a pasuk which is in the correct inyan, that shouldn't be worse. V'abrais amr v'ein oimim bracha pasuk v'afilu b'di'evad lo yotze b'kach. If you did say a pasuk right before the bracha, you're not even yotze b'di'evad. What is the pshat in this? So Rav Yosa answered Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar, and he said, Amrin chakimi hadein talya, or as the Marav Fulda's goyris, chachom hadein talya. Is this youngster, talya means youngster, is this youngster wise? He's asking a question that doesn't begin. And the reason his question doesn't begin is because he made an erroneous pshat in the first klal, and that prompted his question. If he knew correctly what the first klal was, he would never have asked this question. And the Gemara continues. Dehu savar, he thought, mahu achar ketumeya, and what does it mean with the first rule of kol habrachas achar ketumeya goes by the end, as we turn to daf tezayin amid beis sheim hoyo amid b'shachris, as Marav Fulda explained, sheim hoyo amid b'shachris v'shach, he was in shachris and he should have said yaitzer arvar chayshach v'shach, and he forgot v'hisker eshal arvus, and instead he said asher b'dvorim arvar ravim v'chazer v'chasa mishal shachris. But then he remembered that he said the wrong thing, and he's really holding in chakras, and he ended off with yaitzer hamayiris correctly. He's yotza, therefore he had his question. So why should a pasuk be any worse? The pasuk is about the correct inyan. If the incorrect inyan you yaitz as long as you ended off correctly, so why shouldn't you be yaitzah with the correct inyan, even if it's a pasuk? Why shouldn't you be yaitzah? That was his question, but that is not correct. Now let's see the Marav Fulda inside. What's the answer to this question? So the Marav Fulda begins in the Divrei HaMasel, the last one on the Amud, which is six lines from the bottom, the right hand margin. Chachim, not like we have in the Gemara, Chakimi. But Chachim Hadein Talya, Derech Zilusa Heshulai. Rabbi Yosa responded to Rabbi Yitzchak bar Eliezer in a derogatory manner. He's smart, this youngster. The Husaver, he thought the pshat is that Acher Chitumeyan means even if you said the incorrect beginning, your yaitzah with the correct ending, and therefore he had a question. Lefikur kashulei, no. If he would have understood the first klal correctly, he would never have had a question. El hapirish shel reish de brayse achiu. This is the correct understanding of the beginning of the brayse. Kol habrachas achar ketumeyan, kloimar ke'ein chetumeyan oimer kaidem bracha. Before the bracha, you have to say a tefillah which is similar to what you're going to end off with in the bracha. V'hainu achar chitumeyam haroyalem. That's what he meant with kol habrachas achar chitumeyam. You have to end off the text of the tefillah that you're saying before the concluding bracha. It should equal what you're saying in the bracha. And not to have your concluding bracha go on a pasuk, as the Marav Fulda explained, because even if it's me in yana, if it's the correct inyan, but the bracha has to end on a tefillah, it has to go back and refer to the tefillah and the bakasha that you said right before the bracha. And therefore, if you say a pasuk right before, even though it's the correct inyan, but the bracha is not going back on that pasuk, and memela, that's why you would not be yotze. So according to the way the Marav Fulda explains the two klalim, they're really not two klalim, which are contradictory one to another, but rather it's one klal. The klal is that whatever you say before the bracha, the concluding bracha in the form of tefillah and bakasha, has to be in the same subject matter as the concluding bracha. And therefore, you cannot have a pasuk before the concluding bracha. You have to have a tefillah and a bakasha before the concluding bracha. So the two klalim are really saying two sides of one coin. Kol habrachas achitumeyim. What do you say before you conclude the bracha? It has to be a tefillah and a bakasha which is the same as the concluding bracha, and therefore ein oimer bracha pasuk, and therefore the bracha that you conclude with cannot be going on a pasuk that came immediately before the bracha, but rather a tefillah, a bakasha, has to come before the bracha. Therefore, instead of the first klal being a contradiction to the second klal, according to this pshat of the Marav Fulda, the two klalim are really one klal, two sides of the same coin. You cannot say before the concluding bracha a pasuk, you have to say a tefillah, which is related to the concluding bracha. The gra in Ois Aleph is gores here in our Gemara after the word yatza, the word kach. Kach omer of acha, kol habracha is me'ein chesumeyen. That's the way it should be written, our Gemara says the gra. And the meaning is that Rav Acha gives us the correct understanding of the words acher chesumeyen, which caused the whole problem to begin with, which Rabbi Yitzchak Rebbe Elazar had a question on. The word acher chesumeyen does not mean that if you made a mistake at the beginning of the bracha, as long as you said the end of the bracha correct, you're yotze. That is not what our Gemara is discussing, but rather the klal that we said that the text that precedes the bracha has to be the same as the ending. For example, in the first bracha of Shemayna Esrei, Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogain, and we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mogain Avram. So the bracha that we end with is in sync with the tefillah that we were mispalel right before the concluding bracha. And that's why we cannot precede the bracha with a pasuk, because then it would seem that the bracha is going to define the pasuk, and the bracha at the end has to define the tefillah and the bakasha that the person is making leading up to the concluding bracha. So, according to the Gra, it fits in very well. Kach Omer Rav Acha, if you want to know what the real pshat in Acher Chesumeyan means, it's not that it goes after the end, even if you made a mistake at the beginning, but rather that the end bracha has to be in sync with the tefillah and the bakasha that preceded, that came right before it. An example that we gave is Magen Avram, and that was the mistake of Rabbi Yitzchak Barab Lazar, and that's what Rabbi Yosef explained to him what his mistake exactly was. And now the Gemara continues, V'ilein de Amrin Tzali V'rayne Yeshevis Tzion Ein Boi Mishum Bracha Pasuk. The Gemara here is referring to the bracha that is said after the reading of the Haftorah, where some had a minig that in the bracha of Rachem Al Tzion they would say, Rachem Al Tzion Ki Beis Chayenu, have mercy on Tzion, for it's the source of our life, V'laluvas Nefesh, and to the one who is deeply humiliated, Toshia B'mehera B'yameinu, bring our salvation quickly. And then we say, Kakosav, as it is written, the Pasuk states, Tzali V'rayni Yeshevas Tzion, the Navi tells us, exult and shout for joy, you, the inhabitant of Tzion, Ki Gadol B'kirbeich Kadosh Yisrael, for the Holy One of Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is great in your midst. And then they conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Mesameach Tzion Bivaneho. So the problem is, you're saying a bracha on a Pasuk, which we just learned you're not supposed to do, but yet the Gemara says that Tzali V'rayni is not an issue of bracha pasuk. Why not? Because they used to add one word, and the word was kakosuv. When is there a problem with making a bracha right after a pasuk where there's no indication that the bracha is going on the tefillah that was said before the pasuk? It seems that the bracha is going on the pasuk. But if you put in the word kakos of tzali v'roini shavet zion, so that means that the pasuk is just coming to explain the tefillah of rachem al tzion ki beis chayenu v'alu es nevesh toshir b'meher v'yameinu that preceded the pasuk. So it comes out that the bracha at the end, Mesamech Tzion b'vaneo, is not going on the pasuk, it's going on the thought of rachem al tzion. Since I put in the word kakosov, I'm linking the pasuk to my tefillah, and mimele, if the pasuk is linked directly to my tefillah, then the bracha at the end is going back on that tefillah. Then I don't have a problem with having a chasima, having a bracha at the end that's going to clarify a pasuk. No, the bracha is going on the tefillah of rachem al tzion, ki beis chayenu. And the same thing we find, the Marav Fulda says, let's learn inside in the left-hand column, and we're going to start with the fifth line, Ve'ein b'zeh mishum bracha pasuk, sharei omar kakosov, loimer shekach hiftachtonu. That's what you promised us in the pasuk, v'havalei kemoi, the same, he brings an example, kakosov v'yochalto. We say in the second bracha of benching, Kakosav Achalto Vesavat Rach Hashem Alchecha Al Oretz Torah Shnos Halach Baruch Ato Hashem Al Oretz V'Al Mazon. So the bracha of Al Oretz V'Al Mazon is really going back on the text that we had said during the second bracha of benching, which was about the Oretz and the Mazon. Now you might say it's a bracha on a pasuk of v'chalto v'savata. No, I brought the pasuk with kakos of v'chalto v'savata. So the pasuk is just bringing out my entire tefillah, but it's linked to my tefillah. So when I say aloretz v'alamazin in the concluding bracha, that's going back not on the pasuk, it's going back on my tefillah, and I just brought a proof to my tefillah from the pasuk kakosav. And similarly, we have, there are those who have the minhag to say in the first bracha of Azon, they end off right before the bracha, ka'amur, as it says in the Torah, so why isn't that Hazon HaSakol going on a pasuk, which you're not allowed to do? The answer is because they put in the word kamer, as it says in the Torah. So the bracha is not going on the pasuk, the bracha is going on the tefillah in benching that preceded the pasuk. And then there's no problem of bracha pasuk. We are learning the next mishnah, which the Yerushalmi calls halacha vav, right before Pesach Tovshin Ayin Gimel, and it's of course Minyana Diyoma, because this mishnah is mentioned in the Haggadah at the Leil Seder. Begins the mishnah, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelois. We mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, as the Charedim brings down. Let's learn it inside together. Parshas Tzitzis b'Kriyishma. We have the Parsha of Tzitzis in Kriyishma. Va'afal pisha ein lailas man tzitzis. D'chsev risim oysayu zechartem. Oymrim oysa b'lailam ebnei yitzias mitzrayim shaboy. In other words, the first two Parshias of Kriyishma, we certainly say at night, it says b'shach b'chov k'mecha. You're supposed to say Shema at night when you lie down and in the day when you get up. The question that our Mishnah discusses is the third Parsha, the Parsha of Tzitzis. And if it's Tzitzis, the Charedim brings down the Pasuk, Laila loves man Tzitzis. The nighttime is not the time to put on Tzitzis because the Pasuk says Urisimai, so you have to be able to see the Tzitzis and you cannot see them at night. So we would think that we would not say the Parsha of Tzitzis at night, but since it contains in it Yitzias Mitzrayim, so we are mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, and that's why we say the third Parsha, which includes also the Parsha of Tzitzis, since we're saying it anyway because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So this actually, the fact that we say the third Parsha at night, it was a matter of dispute between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. But as the Charedim tells us, at the end, the Chacham were moided to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and this became a halacha, and that's why it said stam in the beginning of our Mishnah, maskirin yitzias mitzrayim b'lailos, that everybody at the end is moide that we are obligated to say yitzias mitzrayim at night. Amr lehen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them, It's not clear to whom he was talking. And in fact, as the Shinei Nischois points out, Nois Gimel, in the Mishnayis, in Masechet Berachos, and in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, this word Lohen is absent. And it just says, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah made a statement. Hare ani kiben shivim shana. I am like 70 years old. And the Haredim here brings down the Gemara and Rashi and Brachas Bavli, Daf Chav Chesam at Aleph, where we know that for a while Rabban Gamliel was taken away from being the Nasi of Klal Yisrael because of a dispute that he had with Rabbi Yeshua. And the Chachamim decided to make Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi. The only problem was that he was only 18 years old, and he was reluctant to become a Nasi at such a young age. And the Bavli tells us, let's see the Charedim inside. Divrei Maskil Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Kvar Hayisi Nira Zaken V'Loi Zaken Mamish. That's how the Bavli and Rashi and Brachas understand. Hare Ani Kib Ben Shivim Shana. I look old, but I really wasn't old. Shabbos Olav Seva Yoim She'evir Ram Gamliel Minasiyosay Uminu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Nasi Kedi Isa L'Kamon Perek Tvil Shachar V'Oisay Hayoim Dorish Ben Zayma Mikrozeh Ad Kan L'Shana Rashi. So we're going to see a drasha from Ben Zayma, and this drasha of Ben Zayma was said on the day that they made Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi, and he was only Kibben Shivim Shana. He looked as if he was 70 years old, but he was only 18. But a ness happened that overnight, he had 18 columns of her hair turned white overnight, and he looked as if he was 70 years old. There are others who say that he was a Gilgal of the Neshama of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was Nifter at the age of 52. So if you take the 52 years of Shmuel's life and the 18 years that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was at this time when he became Nasi, altogether it was 70. So I'm like 70 years old, counting the years that Shmuel HaNavi, of whom I'm a Gilgal, lived on this earth. So I am like 70 years old. V'loizachisi. The way the Haredim learns, and we'll see the Haredim inside in a few minutes, that I was not able to prevail myself over the sheet of the Chachamim who disagreed with me and held that the third parsha of Tzitzis is not said at night, because not only is Laila Lavzman Tzitzis, but at night it's not the time for mentioning Mitzrayim either. So I was not able to be menatzeach, learns the Haredim. That's what zoicha means. The Rambam learns that I was not zoicha to know the source that there is an inyan to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. V'lo zechisi sheta'amar Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos ad shedorsha ben zoima, until ben zoima came along. And he darshened it. Shenamar lamant hiskers yom tseischem yetz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. You should remember the day that you went out of Mitzrayim, all the days of your life. Yemei chayecha yomim. Yemei chayecha refers to the daytime. Kol yemei chayecha halelos. That adds the night. V'chachamim armim. The chachamim initially disagreed, and they said yemei chayecha elamazeh. The days of your life refers to this world. Kol yemei chayecha, all the days of your life. Ha'olam haba, the future world. Lahavi es yemais ha-Mashiach, to include the days of Mashiach. So, first of all, the words ha'olam haba are not mentioned in the Mishnayos or in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. And really, the words are difficult because yemais ha-Mashiach is not the same as ha'olam haba. It's not the same as the afterlife or the years after Yemais HaMashiach, and therefore it's difficult to reconcile the words Olam Haba with Yemais HaMashiach. And our girsa in the Mishnayis and in the Haggadah is simply Yemei Chayecha L'mazek, Kol Yemei Chayecha L'havi Yemais HaMashiach. The Gra in Shnayis Aliyoh, a famous Gra, tells us that the dispute between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim is in the meaning here in the pasuk of the word kol. Because kol could mean the whole day. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah understood it. Not only the daytime, but even the night. And kol could also mean every day. That's how the Chachamim understood it. All the days of your life in this world, and to include every day, including even Yemois HaMashiach. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara, which is going to quote a Brisa, that the Yerushalmi has a whole different understanding in what we learned in the Mishnah, which the Charedim brought from the Gemara and Rashi in the Bavli, Daf Chav Ches. Here in the Yerushalmi, we have a completely different shot in the words, Hare Ani Keben Shivim Shana. We learned that it means he was 18 years old, and on that day, Ben Zayma made his drasha. And the Yerushalmi is not going to learn like that. Let's see the Yerushalmi. Begins the Gemara. Af al pisha nichnas l'gdula, says the Braisa, even though he became the Nasir Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, herich yamim, he had arichas yamim. Hada amra, from here we can deduce, shehagdula mekatzeres yamim. Since you tell me that there's a chiddush, that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah got prominence, he became a Nasi. And normally he would have lived a short life, but for some reason, as we'll see in the Charedim, he lived a long life. From here we can deduce that normally prominence and gedula is mekatzer the days, causes a person to live a short life. Let us learn the Charedim inside. Beginning with the Gemara, Afal pi she'ol l'gdula, lashon b'raisahu. This is a lashon of a b'raisa. Herach yom, kidisnan, harei ani keben shivim shana. We said in the Mishnah that I'm like 70 years old. Upliga b'raisahu abavli. So the Charedim says that this b'raisa is mechulik on the bavli that we mentioned before. The sover, the keben ayin omar b'yom shenas aloi neis. On the day that the neis happened, that he got 18 columns of hair and he looked like an old man. And he appeared to be old. Shehoya ben Yud Zayin Shana Vizorka Baseva. That he was 17 years old and he looked old. Actually, in the Yerushalmi that quotes the same story, there are several differences between the Bavli's version and the Yerushalmi's version, but we find on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis that the Yerushalmi says he was 16 years old. Where did the Charedim say he was 17 years old? So if you look in the Shinin Eschois there, he brings down from Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen Sheva Esrei. That's what the Charedim is going on, that he was 17 years old. But then the Shinin Eschois brings Bavudram in his Haggadah. He writes, he quotes the Yerushalmi Bracha, Shaloi Hoya Kiyim Ben Yud Gimel Shana. So apparently the Davudram had his Girsa in the Yerushalmi that he was only 13 years old. So it comes out we have either what we have in the Bavli, that he was 18 years old, or in the Yerushalmi, 16 years old, or in the Rabbeinu Nissim going 17 years old, and in the Avudram, 13 years old. So, not like, says the Charedim, that as opposed to the Bavli that learned that he was 18 years old. And Ben Zoymus darshaned Kol Yemei Chayecha to include the Leilois, when on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. And what does it mean, Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shana, that a miracle took place, that even though I'm actually only 18 years old, but I'm like 70 because of the nest that happened to my beard, that it turned white, that's not how the Yerushalmi is learning. And what's the problem with the Bavli? The Imkain, Eich Toma, the Loi Notzach L'Chacham, Akati Narhu Bemis. The Charedim says the Yerushalmi in this Braisa did not want to learn like the Bavli. Because what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say in the Mishnah? Hare Anik Ben Shem Shana, V'loi Zachisi, as the Charedim learns. I was not able to be Menatzeach the Chachamim who disagreed with me. And it seems like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is wondering, how come I wasn't able to be Menatzeach them? So the Charedim says, if he was only really 18 years old, what was his wonder? You know why he wasn't in that Seich? Then because here this young whippersnapper is coming along and telling us that the pshat is in Kol, that it means the whole day, including the night. Who is he to listen to him? Ben Zayma said it's already, then the Chachamim listened to Ben Zayma. But what was his wonder that they're not listening to me? Ella Kishahoya Zakim ben Ayin Shana Mamish Amar Mishnah Zu. He said this when he was almost 70, as the Haredim will later learn he was 68 or 69 years old. So he said, I am almost 70. Kloimer, kol yomai nitzarti. I suffered my whole life. I was trying to get them to agree that Yitzchak Ram is set at night. Until finally Ben Zayma darshan the pasuk, and I was able to prevail over them. Even though we learned in the Mishnah Chacham said, it looks like the Chacham are arguing. It's not that in the end they didn't agree to him. In the beginning, they used to darshan differently than Ben Zayma. And then they accepted it. Ben Ayin, not exactly 70. Ben Samachtes. The Korv Lion, he was close to 70. So according to the Yerushalmi, I was not able to prevail my whole life until Ben Zayma said it, and then the Chachamim accepted it. And it comes out that Ben Zoyma did not say his drasha, like the Bavli says, on the day that Rav Lazar ben Azariah at 18 became the Nasi, but rather when he was 68 or 69, he was almost Kib Ben Shivim, I'm almost 70 years old. That's what the Bryce is saying. He had longevity, even though he entered into prominence. How do we know he had longevity? Because this price is being said when he's 68, 69. He's almost 70. That's how the Yerushalmi is learning the Brisa. And that's why he was wondering, why can't I prevail over the Chachamim? I've been fighting with them my whole life. And now the Gemara says, from here we can deduce that a person who normally reaches prominence has shortened life. Says the Haredim, Talmudah Dai Yiklami HaBrais. The Talmud makes a deduction from the Brice, a midikamar afalpi, since it says, even though he had prominence, still he lived long. Mashma, shakadulam and katzeres yom, ella, benes herich yom, Rav Lazar ben Azariah. So the Haredim learns that it was a ness that Rav Lazar ben Azariah lived long, because normally, according to the rule, if you get prominence, you should die early. It was a nest that he lived long. However, Rashi and Demiri disagree with the Haredim, and they say that even though Chazal tell us that Oila l'Rabbonus, we have a Gemara in Psachim, Bavli, Daf, Pei Zayin, Amid Beis, Oila l'Rabbonus, Shemekarev Esbalea, woe to authority, for it buries those who possess it. Rashi and Demiri learned that that's only if they do it biyad rama, with gaiva, haughtily, they are the leaders. However, if they do it with humility, like Rav Lazar ben Azariah did, they are able to be the leader and yet have longevity. There are those Meforshei Haggadah who say, not that Rav Lazar ben Azariah didn't know the source. He figured out the same source, Kol Yomei Chayecha, meaning the whole day, including the nights. Rather, it's referring to Ben Zoyma, what he said, Ezeu Chacham Haloi made me call Adam. Who is wise? He who learns from everyone. And this would fit in according to the Bavli. Then when Rav Lazar ben Azariah said it, he was only 18 years old. So it's no wonder that the Chachamim did not want to accept what he said. Why did they finally accept it? Because Ben Zayma darshaned. Ben Zayma told them, and therefore you should accept the drasha which Rav Lazar ben Azariah is proposing, that kol yomei chayecha means the whole day, including the nights.